What a powerful name of our Lord Jesus. And what a privilege that each of us can come and worship him today. Again, on behalf of BMS and my colleagues, we want to thank you, many of you who have supported BMS for many years. Some of you who are new to BMS, we pray that even through this service, you are encouraged to partner with us in prayer, and we sign up to receive regular engaged news so that you can keep up with what God is doing around the world. Today, let's look at Mark's Gospel, and the theme I've given is discipleship in difficult contexts. May God meet us afresh through his word, where Mark, right at the beginning of the gospel, talk about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and points back right at the beginning in verse 2 about Isaiah saying that I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. So right in the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah points towards this way of Jesus. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. A second time, that theme of the way being repeated, and make straight ways for him. So sometimes we read the book, the Gospel of Mark, rather quickly. Right at the beginning, we miss out the clue that Mark is writing the book, his gospel, using the journey motifs. Right from the beginning, looking back to the prophecies of Old Testament, pointing to the gospel of Christ, and then now he's writing to the disciples like you and I on this way motifs. Artie France has a small summary of this commentary on the Gospel of Mark, and he says that the Gospel of Mark has two main divisions. The first 8 chapters is about Jesus' ministry in Galilee. And then in the second half is about Jesus' ministry, Jesus moving towards Jerusalem. So Mark is inviting the early church, just as he is inviting us today, that this discipleship journey from Galilee to Jerusalem. Now, Galilee, for Jesus, is a place of popularity. You find that large crowds will follow Jesus. There's a lot of excitement. If Galilee is a place of popularity and receptivity, Jerusalem becomes increasingly, as Jesus heads towards the cross, a place of opposition and sufferings. So friends, I've entitled this reflection, Discipleship in Difficult Contexts. As Edwin, my colleague, reminded us, all of us are called on these discipleship journeys. The difficult contexts are both in the least evangelized world, in our world today, in the Muslim world, in the Buddhist world, in Hindu world where there's no church. You can go 1,000 miles, not a single church. But that discipleship contexts are also here, as the nations are now represented in London. But sometimes personally today, what God is saying may be just personally to you. On our team context, we want to send our love and condolences to Francis and your dear family during this difficult time. So the difficulties can be in the difficult decisions we need to make, the loss of a loved one. We all may find those difficult challenges. May God's word encourage us both to be disciples wherever we are, but also to share with the BMS passion on the behalf of the Baptist community over 200 years, we remember about the least evangelized world as well. So back to Mark. Mark has a simple definition of a disciple in chapter 1, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 17, where Jesus says, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Mark has two simple ideas or definition of a disciple. If you and I are asking Mark, what is that simple definition of discipleship? One is to follow Jesus on his ways. The ways of discipleship that we need to live out today. Second, that we are committed to the mission of Jesus. God save us so that we can be a blessing to our friends in school. God grants us this joy of fellowship with Jesus, not just for us to enjoy, but so that we can be a blessing to our colleagues at workplaces, in the community of Romford, so that together we are mindful of Jesus' commission to make all of us fishers of men, women, and children. But at the same time, we are reminded that God's commission is not just on England, but also to make disciples of all nations. Secondly, again, if you are going to read the Gospel of Mark, normally you can read the 16 chapters in about 20 minutes. If you read it slowly, maybe not more than half an hour. And we find that Mark organizes this team of journey motifs of Jesus moving from Galilee to Jerusalem using the theme of discipleship failures to understand who Jesus is and what his mission is all about. We wish we have time to select those passages, but as I said, if you read it slowly, you find that whenever Jesus or Mark reflected about the discipleship, he gave a testimony of their failures. The disciples failed to understand Jesus' parables repeatedly. In chapter 4, in chapter 7, chapter 9, he talked about the disciples' refusal to feed the 5,000. And he in Mark chapter 6, verse 30. And then by the time it comes to Mark chapter 10, 9 and 10, they're on two occasions in these chapters, he talked about the disciples quarreling with one another. Who will be the greatest when Jesus comes at the kingdom of God again? And then he talked about the disciples say, "Send these little children away." Now today, when we think about all our great prime ministers and presidents, and when they complete their political services, they all will write an autobiography about how great and the achievements that they have made. It's so interesting that Mark had this presence of mind. At the end of his autobiography, what is it Mark wants to share with the Christians down through the centuries? It's about how we as disciples called to follow Jesus all the way from Galilee to Jerusalem, and we have failed in our understanding of Jesus and his mission and his compassion to the poor, his compassion to the lost sheep that Edwin reminded us. In contrast to the religious teachers, in contrast to the disciples, who should know Jesus better, Mark, throughout his gospel, talk about what we call, Bible commentators says, they are the little people, the outsiders, the little ones who demonstrated faith. And so what Mark is trying to do is that all of us have this discipleship journey, moving with Jesus from places of popularity and receptivity, moving towards challenges and difficult contexts, the temptation of baptism, of Jesus being having this temptation, was that temptation was even to Jesus as he faces the cross. These are difficult times. Instead of the religious teachers, instead of the disciples, and may we say, instead of the Christians today, it was the outsiders. For example, Jairus and the woman bleeding with blood in Mark chapter 5. They are the people who demonstrated faith. Or the Syrophoenician woman in Mark chapter 7. Again, Mark says, they are the one that Jesus commanded as having faith. The blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, and the poor widow in Mark chapter 12. So again, friends, if we are going to go back and read and journey with these early disciples, we are challenged about Mark's definition of discipleship, to walk with Jesus all the way, to have compassion for the poor and the lost, and it was the outsiders, the little ones. In fact, Mark ends his gospel abruptly with this note of failure in Mark chapter 16, verse 8. It's very interesting. If you go back in many Bible version, in Mark chapter 16, verse 8, there will be a footnote in your Bible, and in my NIV footnote, it says in Mark chapter 16, verse 8, the most reliable and early manuscripts and other ancient witnesses do not have Mark chapter 16, verses 9 to 20. Now, what is this Mark chapter 16, verses 9 to 20? It is about the Great Commission. So all the Gospels in the early manuscripts, Matthew, Luke, and John, has that passage about the post-resurrection appearance, except for Mark. So what is this that Mark, who ended the Gospel abruptly with in verse 8, and this is summary in verse 8, chapter 16, is with a note of failure. That trembling and bewildered, the woman went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. So if we combine now Mark's, remember we say, what is Mark's definition of discipleship? It's so that they will journey all the way with Jesus until the end. By the time the ends come, all the disciples have fled. No one actually walk with Jesus towards that cross. The second definition of discipleship is that we will be committed to mission, to the lost, share Jesus' story with others. It was only the woman left, none of the men, remember that, but the woman said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Now think about that. On the other hand, we find today, Mark's gospel is a testimony that despite the failures of the early disciples, this doubtful, divided, self-centered early disciples turned the empire of Europe upside down. What is that secret? And we will see here that they have Mark, a later manuscript in the Bible that we have, is about that these doubtful, divided disciples encounter the risen Lord. And that's presented to us about going to all the world to preach the good news to all creation. There are a few lessons for us today. I think one, we must be aware of triumphalism. Too much of our Christian life are built on the ethos of power and success. The triumph of the Son of Man was the cross. Failure is a real possibility. And Mark has reminded us that despite our limited strength, and sometimes we may feel, well, I have failed the Lord. Today, Mark is encouraging us that you and I can again go back to the beginning and walk that way of discipleship, that all was not lost. But we must be like Mark, and we must reckon with personal failures, with difficulties, and be ready to start again, to rediscover the first love. You and I can remember when we first loved Jesus. Nothing will stop us about worshiping him and sharing him with our neighbors. Secondly, building the church sounds like a good aim. But very quickly, we find that the patterns of Matthew, Luke, and John is so different from Mark, because Mark is saying that the central focus is about the kingdom of God. And that is much wider than our concept. It was the little people, the outsiders, who need to be invited into the church. So both are important. We seek to build the church, but let us be mindful about Mark's focus that towards the end, our discipleship is to bring all nations to God. This coming kingdom that Mark is inviting us is saying that Jesus' love and God's rule is about how the church can welcome the outsiders and join in the discipleship journey. So in terms of mission, I will close with these few points, that Mark's great gift is to provide us a means of handling our human failure. That the church in the West today has to rediscover that gone are those days that we have the power of the nation with us, that we learn to be witnesses of Jesus based on the power of the risen Lord, not based on the resources, the material strength, the political power that's with us, but that together we are renewed in our commitment to walk with Jesus all the way from Galilee to Jerusalem. So Mark says, how shall mission be done? It is the good news for difficult times. We should not be discouraged, or it is not a good news at all. And his message seems much more relevant for us today, whatever circumstances that we may be facing. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, that this great commission and the journey of discipleship is a journey that belongs to all of us. And you have commanded to us to be witnesses in Romford, in England, where the nations have come to us, but also together with BMS, for people like the Lynchers seeking to be witnesses in Bangladesh. And this afternoon, as we hear from our colleagues of what it means to be witnesses in some of the most difficult contexts of the world, that we, your church, are united to make disciples in our Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Thank you for Mark, for his humility, for his primary message for us today, that despite our failures, you will still use us. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. God bless.